Watson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes Capital City, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 19th of November, 2011. As I peruse through some of the headlines, we have a lot of things up on the website at governamerica.com. If you want to check out the news, we track the news throughout the week, and we put all the what we feel are relevant articles in the we see a number of different things. U.S. to boost Asia-Pacific military presence, according to Obama. They're talking about, evidently he's in talks right now with the Chinese, signaling a determination to counter a rising China. President Barack Obama vowed Thursday to expand U.S. influence in the Asia-Pacific region and project power and deter threats to peace in that part of the world, even as he reduces defense spending and winds down to wars. Well, how many more wars are we going to have, ladies and gentlemen? We have new theaters going on in the Middle East. With Iran being targeted, we have the PNAC report in full implementation going on right now. A war with China. Is that on the horizon, listeners? And what would that lead to? If we had a war with China, when we have them here, 257 foreign trade zones here in the United States, not counting the sub-zones that are a part of this as well, the leaders that we have in our country have given this country over to the communist Chinese. And yet we're going to talk tough now with the communist Chinese when we're $1 trillion in debt with them? It's just astronomical. It's just absolutely insane what we have going on today. There's an article from Reuters. White House says U.S.-China relationship complicated. The United States has been in direct. The United States has been direct with China about its plans to be more active in the Asia-Pacific region, as well as interests in the South China Sea, a top White House official said on Saturday. Anyway, we have increased our troops in Australia now. As we increasingly go further and further, we're becoming further and further active militarily around the world. And a lot of things about China. We have information about how it's up on the website. I won't read the article, but they are increasingly propagandizing here in the United States. We have one of our listeners sent us information, which we have up there right now, about how they are actively broadcasting on AM radio here in the United States. We talked about also Voice of America being partially outsourced to communist China, and how China, the Chinese have increased their stake in Cumulus, which owns many radio stations here in the U.S. We'll be back in a moment with Bob Chapman.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Dallas Arms Collectors Association Incorporated is holding another gun and knife show following Thanksgiving on the weekend of the 26th through the 27th of November 2011. The Dallas Arms Collectors are again promising the single largest gun show in the state of Texas, where you can buy, sell, or trade various firearms, platforms, and knives and other shooting accessories. Admission costs are adults $10 single-day pass or $15 for a two-day pass. Children under the age of 12 receive free admission. Free admission is also included when applying for or renewing your NRA membership. The show is open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Parking is free with 24-hour security on site. For more information, please visit www.dallasarms.com or call 972-369-6062. And don't forget to visit us at the Republic Broadcasting Network booth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
All right, joining us this hour is a man that really needs no introduction. He's everywhere. Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. He was a stockbroker for many, many years, and he's a market expert. And, Bob, thanks for joining us again here on Govern America.
Well, it's my pleasure, and it's very nice to be here, especially on a sad day. I have to wait for it to warm up a little anyway before I play golf.
Well, at least you get out and have you know, all work and no play makes Bob a dull guy, huh?
Yeah, you bet. And it's really the exercise more than anything else.
Yeah. Well, I've found that once, I live here in southern Michigan, and I like to go out, especially this time of year. I just love the fall, and I love to go out and take walks, and the mosquitoes aren't too bad, and I find that it really helps clear my head. A lot. It helps me concentrate on things that, when I go and try to do stuff like this, a lot better when you have a chance to get out and do something different, get away from it a little while. So
you're right about that.
Anyway,
absolutely.
There's a lot going on, as always, and Europe certainly is a mess. I led the hour out by talking about China because it seems like there's a lot there that, it's almost like the United States government, the leaders here in our government, have kind of a multiple personality disorder. On the one hand, they talk about what a bad threat China is, how increasingly they are spying. We hear a lot about internet spying and hacks going on, and what a major threat they are militarily. Sometimes they, You know, they're more and more aggression. They've taken more of an aggressive posture, the Chinese have, toward us. And yet, on the other hand, there's this bedding down with the Chinese. There is the, I mentioned the 257 foreign trade zones and the sub-zones and the various foreign direct investment that's going on all across this country. In different towns, they're being recruited to come here, set up shop, and live. And they're buying the foreclosed properties that Americans can no longer afford to own, Bob. Is this schizophrenic?
No, I think it's a natural extension of having dollars because of trade and wanting to invest them. And they're probably buying what they're buying at a greatly reduced price as well. So I think the Chinese are happy with doing that. I don't think they envision a world war. So that's another reason why they would do that. I think the 2,500 Marines that are going to be stationed in Perth, first of all, it's only four companies of men, and approximately. And I think it's probably a reminder from the U.S. government that, you know, we are here, we can, you know, do what we want to do in Asia, within reason, and the Australians are friends of ours, like they're friends of yours, too. Mm-hmm. But our long-standing relationship with them is longer and much different than our ours is with yourselves. And so I don't put too much observation into this initial movement of our Marine Corps. I think we have to look at that on a longer-term basis and see if that relationship numbers-wise changes. And so I would leave it at that at the moment. I talk to a lot of Marines and email with them because I do the Marine disquisition and have for many years. And so I get lots of their ideas on that.
Mm-hmm. So you look at this as not being necessarily, it's more...
It's not significant at this time.
Okay.
Could be, but...
something to watch, basically.
Yeah, something to watch, and I think you have to look at the imperium of what America has become, which, like so many other nations before it, hundreds of them, have become the same kind of nations going forward and conquering people, not necessarily physically, but economically as well. And so they're in their stride, and they may be in a decline. We'll know better later, because you've got to look at the entire world. They're in decline as well. And so, you know, who's going to end up near the top or at the top at the end? We don't know yet.
Yeah, they have a lot of problems over there. We've talked a lot about their ghost cities that they're building over there and, you know, how their people are living in slums, basically, in many respects. And some of them are being pushed out of the slums to make room for more ghost cities just to prop up their GDP. So
that's true.
That doesn't seem like a very sustainable economy, if I can use that word.
No, it isn't. And it hasn't changed much from the command aspects of the production of things to keep the economy going. I mean, they used to have, maybe they still do, inventories, we'll call them, of millions of television sets. They just kept on making them and making and making them. And that applies to other things as well. So by building cities for people of the future, we'll call it, it's the same sort of make-work project engaged in by all socialist philosophies, whether it's communism or Marxist, Leninism, socialism, fascism. They all do the same thing. Mm. And they're very much favored because people think it's going to be okay because everybody's going to share the wealth. Well, it doesn't work out that way. But that's what they're told and they tend to believe. And, of course, all the isms that I've just spoken of are all the product of planning by the international banking community, the finance community of the world. Because mm-hmm. in that, they get total control, do anything they want, as long as they control their socialist or whatever they are parties, and that allows them to stay in power. The banking system today, and it has been for centuries, is not without its arguments between themselves. This just still goes on, country to country, within countries. But the important thing is that they never lose sight of the fact that within the banking community, they control everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that said, what we should be doing is getting rid of bankers. And how we do that is we wait for them to destruct their own system, which they're in the process of doing. And once we have done that, we take banking away from them. And then their source of power is gone. And that's one of the keys to successfully getting our freedom back.
Do you think that they will manage to pull another rabbit out of the hat, so to speak? Because looking at things on the surface, looking at things the way they are now, it's an absolute mess. And yes, it looks like it's inevitably going to collapse. It looks like there's no other way. But the other side has a way, it seems to me, like always coming up with another trick up their sleeve. And I don't know. It makes me wonder if they have some other grand scheme for when this thing does collapse, to taking it around and using it to their own advantage.
Well, the grand scheme always has been the alternative of war. It's pretty simple. I mean, it's all there in the history books. Doesn't matter who won the war, they finance both sides.
Right.
And, you know, if buying power is going down and there's less in your pay packet or in your wallet, and somebody comes along and says, hey, there's horrible people in the Middle East. They're doing some terrible things. I think we ought to go over there and teach them a lesson and up the Americans and others jump to go to this war so that everything will be better at home. I mean, you know the cock and bull story that everyone's giving,
right,
been given during wars. And, of course, we have ongoing brainwashing and propaganda, especially since the Second World War. And it's become more noticeable, particularly in the mainline media, which is totally controlled by the people with the money who happen to be the bankers and their buddies.
Yeah.
And as we go along, we find that they can become more brazen and more arrogant, saying, well, we can do what we want to do, and you can't do anything about it. I mean, look at this recent charade we have with MF Global Aid.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up.
Firm that has been run into the ground. Now, first of all, did the proprietorship, which in this case is former Goldman Sachs CEO John Corzine, a former governor and senator from New Jersey, who obviously is a member of the Illuminati, was he dumb enough to do what he did and take the company down? I don't think so.
All right, hold it. Let's pick up with MF Global when we come back from the break, Bob. Folks, you're listening to Govern America. We're visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. TheInternationalForecaster.com is his website. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Stay with us.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, and his website is intforecaster.com or theinternationalforecaster.com, which is linked up with our website at Govern America. And by the way, if you'd like to join in the conversation, you're welcome to do so. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Bob, before the break, you had brought up MF Global. I want to talk about this because I want, if you could, to explain the significance of what this is. I understand Gerald Celente had money invested there. He lost, I forget the exact amount. I understand it was in the six figures, however, in his gold account, just stolen from him. What are the ramifications of this going to be, in your opinion?
Well, I think, first of all, and this is where none of the pundits who are commentators like myself are journalists, with the exception of two people I can think of, have a clue about what went on with him. And in that venue, which is the futures industry, and it's different from the stock industry. First of all, Gerald contends he had an account with open positions and a lot of cash in the account. Upon the demise of MF Global, which owned Lynn Waldock, where he had his account. He had this account taken over by a receiver. The receiver took the cash out of the account, but left the positions and asked for more money. And Gerald says, well, why do I have to put up more money when I already have money? Well, the receiver has that. So, you know, something doesn't fit here. Something's wrong. Either Gerald misinterpreted, which I don't think so, or they were giving him a runaround. These people tend to be arrogant in their handling of things. Like, you know, we're the ones who make the decision, so shut up and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the basis to the claim. And that goes on to make people ask, well, how can that happen? It happens because the contract, which people sign to go into the commodity market with the firms, protects them from nothing. That's the best way to put it. The COMEX and its owner, the CME, can change the rules any time they feel like it. So anybody going into that market, and he's been in since 78, understands that. And either Gerald didn't understand it or didn't know it, or he did know it and felt the risk was minuscule. And that might have been the case because the comics had never had like something like this happen before. Normally what happens is MF would close down, and galloping to the rescue would be other companies that have commodity accounts. I don't know the names of them because I don't get into that venue very much.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they would come in and say, okay, well, we'll take one-third of them, and I'll take 10% of them, and so on. And they dole them out, and the accounts are immediately transferred over to these firms. This didn't happen. I don't know why, and I don't think Gerald does either. And so with that said, one of the fallouts for this is Gerald is very outspoken, like I am, but he's more excitable than I am. But then again, I'm older than he is. And so Gerald has done a number of programs where he's really blasted them. And everything he says is the truth, but you've got to draw a line here. And he really, really lays it to them. The line is this, that many people think, well, first of all, many people don't know those rules. Now they do. Second of all, this is completely apart and different than the stock business. I was never a commodity broker. I didn't care for that kind of risk. I thought there was enough leverage inherent in gold and silver shares not to bother with that. And as it turned out, I was right over the years without the tremendous risk in commodities. People have to understand that in the brokerage business, not the commodity business, that when you have an account, it's insured by SIPC, which is a subsidiary of the government. That means that historically, presently, no one has ever lost the stock in their account. And all these so-called pundits who keep on saying that you can are wrong. Another concept here that a good friend of mine who runs a program, I had to correct him, I don't like to do that, on the program and say, wait a minute, you're wrong. And that is pertaining to people using the stock in an account to lend it to a person who wants to go short. When
okay.
you go short,
can you hold it right there? We have the bottom of the hour break there, Bob. Folks, we'll be back in a moment with Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster, in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
I'm Darren Weeks, visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, theinternationalforecaster.com. You can subscribe to his publication, which comes out twice a week. And he also has a mail subscription for those that don't have Internet access. We'll get into that a little bit more later on in the program. But, Bob, you were talking about this host that you had to correct before the break. I wanted you to pick that up and finish that story there.
Well, I think it's very important, and the reason why is there's only a few people who have been commodity or share brokers for years. I mean, if you're there for a year or two, you really don't know what's happening. But if you're there 30 or 40 years, you know what's happening. And so people are meting out information they don't know a clue about, and lies are
misinformation.
Misstatements are rife in the industry. And these people should keep their mouth shut because they don't know what they're talking about. You know, I'm the guy that gets 1,000 emails a day asking people what to do. And that's what they're running right now. And I don't have the time to do it. So smarten up and keep your mouth shut, and I'll answer the questions on air so I don't get all the emails. When you go short, you have to borrow the stock. Now, if you have a cash account with a stock exchange company like, we'll say, Morgan Stanley or Merrill Lynch or one of these companies, they cannot lend your stock. Now, from time to time, clearing agents get caught illegally lending the stock, and they're heavily fined. One was 3 or 4 years ago. But by and large, it doesn't happen. And the other way that companies get shares available to lend to shorters is by going into margin accounts. If you have a margin account, they can hypothecate anything in that account except cash. And so if you have 1,000 shares of IBM and somebody over there at Merrill Lynch wants to borrow it to short it, they can lend it to them for a fee. Now, that's okay. Now, I know that in the gold silver venue, gold silver shares, 99.9% of the accounts are cash accounts, so they can't get the stock there. If they want to borrow it. But the misconception was some brokerage firm can go into your account anytime they want and take the stock out. That is wrong. And get it through your heads out there. It's wrong. Only in a margin account can they do that. What percentage accounts and margin accounts? Probably 15-20% maximum. And so it's hard to borrow stock. That's why you have so much naked shorting. All right, with that said, the difference between the safety of buying securities, bonds, and stocks as opposed to commodities is totally different. And I wanted to straighten that out. But anyway, I think there's going to be a big fallout on this from Gerald. He reaches a lot of people. He's been on a lot of programs here in the last week. And he's drilling Wall Street. And they're terrified. And they should be. Not so much the regular houses, but just the very fact that something's going on with MF and there's somebody who's able to make a real issue out of it on radio and maybe even on television as well. And Gerald's right. What they've never done before. And did they take his money? Obviously, yes. Did he lose his positions? Probably. Why did they do what they do? We don't know. They won't tell us. And why is the main character in all of this, John Cosine, not being held in jail or have to come up with a $5 or $10 million bail, mm-hmm. which he's capable of doing? They did nothing.
Yeah, and they won't do anything.
Well, if they won't do anything, I'll tell you one thing. You're not going to find very many people going into the commodity market. And that's good, because I'd like to see things go to physical and that's really the lesson here, that issue.
That's really the lesson here, that if unless you take physical possession, you can't really assume that you own it, right?
The only exception to that is being an owner in a gold and silver mining company that mines gold from out of the or silver from out of the ground. Those securities are just as safe as the coins that you've got buried in your backyard.
Okay. One of the writers at Zero Hedge was talking about clawback actions. You know anything about that? I guess from what I was reading, they have the ability to, even if somebody I'm not sure if I'm going to use the correct terminology or not, but if they find some, they were writing about MF Global, and they were talking about how if they detect some kind of problem coming up where the whole thing is going to collapse and they get out of it, it's possible that that there is the possibility that the company can go after them and get that money back. I don't know if you're familiar with that at all.
Yeah, and it's not the company that does it. It's the attorneys who do it. And they act on behalf of the company, and they can be even court-appointed. And it's a racket. They say because it was a Ponzi scheme that you can't keep any profits. So if you invested $100,000, you didn't like what was going on, and you had $200,000, and you closed your account, went off, and 3 months later, or a year later, the firm went under, they can claw back the profits.
That's incredible.
And it's a legal, how would I call it? A legal scam. And very little of the money goes to the people who were injured, the people who lost their money in this maybe Ponzi scheme. And it's not only in the securities industry. It's also anything to do with money. You know, if you invested money with a management firm and they did several different things, and they lost your money because they never invested it, they went and spent it on themselves. There was a recent case where a man got 27 years for the scam that he pulled like that. There's about $190 million involved. And the grand jury is going to hear a case in February on the breast of the participants who were involved in it. But they clawed back all the profits.
Wow. That's incredible.
Anything about securities you want to know, I know it.
Yeah, you know, and it's kind of quiet out there. I'm surprised nobody wants to call in, but we have plenty of people on the streams, I tell you. Evidently, people like listening.
The world has changed.
There's no question about that. You're welcome.
And that brings everybody in from all over the world.
They'll wait till the last minute to do so. 800-313-9443. You know, Bob, can you give us an update on what's been going on in Europe right now? I know we have, Sarkozy.
I'm going to try to capsulize it that we don't go into great detail about the history and all of the things that have gone on. With the Germans and the finance chief for Germany, Schäuble, and he's the one that's really given the instructions to Merkel, who's not long in that area of finance. And what they've decided to do, this is my take on it, and my take's been better than anybody else for years. It's because I live there and I speak their languages. And we have lots of clients, subscribers there. But anyway, the Germans, who really kind of run the show, because they're the ones who have to put the most money up, they said, look, they haven't said this, but this is what they intend. We're going to cut these six countries loose that got real problems because we can't bail them out. It's impossible. And they're all going to go bankrupt, and that means the losses in the bonds held by some individuals, mostly banks, and sometimes by sovereign states, banks. And so what they're going to do, I think, is they're going to cut these six loose, take their losses, and tell them, you're going bankrupt, go back to your own currencies, you can stay in the European Union. They can't do that now, but they'll arrange that for them. And you just shouldn't be here. Well, they knew that 15 years ago, but I won't get back into that. They wanted to make more money and have their one-world government emanating from the European Union and the Eurozone, the Euro being the new world currency. Well, it didn't work out that way because they screwed the whole thing up. With that said, what they're going to try to do using this crisis to jam something new down the German public's throat, and in this case, the other 8 or 10 nations that are going to stay in the euro, they are looking to allow this new ESM, as it's called, to take over the fiscal aspects of the sovereign countries themselves. Mm-hmm. And this means that these sovereign countries will no longer be solvent. They're taking the crisis to surreptitiously ram this down the throats of the people of those nations. And I don't know if they're going to get away with it or not, but that's what they're trying to do. They figure, well, we don't need those countries. We're going to be the core here. We're the most important. And so we can go ahead and form our one world government. Because now this agency, ESM, which is going to be put in their capital, their offices will be in Luxembourg. And they figure that's what they're going to do. And the U.S. is saying, wait a minute. And they're doing that through France and through England. We don't want you to do that. We want the European Central Bank to create as much money as they want and keep the thing going, just like we've done. And so there's the real difference there in attitude. And there's a very on what should be done. And there is also real differences among the banking families of Europe, most of whom you don't hear about the historic banking families like the Medicis and the Borghesis and some of the other well-known, the Farnese's, the well-known families in Europe. They're very disturbed about this because they're having arguments among themselves how this thing should be handled. And that's why there's so much panic right now in Europe. And it is panic because the interest rates are now over 7% for 10-year paper. And that's a guideline. Once you go over that, you're ready for bankruptcy. Now, Greece went over a long time ago. Now we've got Italy over. They keep on going back and forth between 6.75 and 7.25. And then you've got Spain and Portugal, and maybe Ireland will be there soon. The point is this, that there's tremendous confusion, and it's far, far worse than what people think it is. I mean, this could take down the whole world financial system. And quite frankly, I'd love to see them do that. Everybody will lose 98% of what they get except the people who are in gold and silver-related assets, but the bankers would lose their source of power. And that's what's so good about them going down.
Yeah. We have a couple of phone calls, Bob, if you want to go ahead and maybe take some calls.
Well, of course.
Mike in Chicago. Mike.
Mr. Chapman, it's always a pleasure listening to you and your accumulated wisdom in the financial and economics. My question today is there a possibility that because of this, shenanigan atmosphere that we're in, is there a chance that Moody's is going to downgrade the munis like Meredith Whitney proposed? I don't know if it was a year and a half ago or not, but it might be close. Do you have any comment, Bob?
Sure do. Meredith Whitney is right. She didn't know the United States government was going to lend money to the municipalities and the states to stay in business. Well, they're not getting any money anymore. And so next year, you're going to have downgrades, and maybe even before the year is out. We had 10 municipalities go under this year. And one of them was the biggest there ever down in Alabama. And they should have brought criminal charges against J.P. Morgan Chase for that one, and the people who got paid off. And maybe they did locally, but they didn't go after Morgan. The bottom line here is 20, 30, 40, 50 will go under this year. And it's going to be pretty nasty. And that's going to be one of the main events in the United States. The municipals are selling at prices today with the danger that's out there, which is absolutely absurd. I mean, big states are in serious trouble, and that includes their municipalities as well. I mean, you've got California, Illinois, New York State, New Jersey, and the list goes on and on, like 40 of them. 40, you know, major states and the municipalities they're in. And so there's going to be lots of trouble. And Meredith Whitby was right. And Wall Street likes to make an issue of her not being right. And I don't know why she hasn't spoken up and says, well, look, they loaded them up with money. I didn't think they were going to do that, nor did I know. Nor did you know either.
Mike, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, we're up against the break again. We have another caller on the line, which we'll take after the break. So, Thomas, just hang with us there. Folks, you're listening to Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster here on Govern America. Final segment, straight ahead.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Running here in this segment, final segment of Govern America. Bob, before we go back and take the final call here from Thomas in Georgia, why don't you go ahead and tell the folks how they can get the International Forecaster?
Okay, the forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesdays and Saturdays by email, usually runs 35 to 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. Everything that you need to know each week is in that publication. You get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. TheInternationalForecaster.com or to www.intforecaster.com. So those of you who would like to ask a question, we answer everyone, or get a copy of the publication, or get a copy of our latest report in gold and silver shares, all you have to do is email us. That address is Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com, Bob at intforecaster.com. For those of you who would like to call toll-free, that number is 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. You can get either copy there. And for those of you who want to become subscribers, they have a special offer there. And if you would like to get a free subscription, you call them. I think the offer is terrific, and I think you should take advantage of it.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Let's go to Thomas, who says he's with Occupy Georgia. Thomas, you're on the air.
No, I said occupied, meaning by the
fence. Occupied. Okay. All right. Very good.
There you go. I just wanted to say hello to Bob. I've listened to you for many, many years on many, many shows. I enjoy you the most, I think, with Melody Cederstrom. I think you're just Bob Chapman, you know, and it's great. You guys are just kind of having a conversation, which I think is cool. But I wanted to say, you know, I'm 39. I have student loan debt. I finished college. I have a decent job that, you know, I'm fairly happy with. But, you know, to all you folks out there, especially the hippie crowd, you know, growing cannabis is a great way to survive and to make money and to do what you got to do. I don't care what the state says or who says what, but, you know, I'm just throwing it out there, you know, indoor growing, outdoor growing, et cetera, if you grow high-quality type herb, you know, if your family is in need of money and you need to make a few thousand dollars a month cash, that's a great way to do it. I'm just throwing it out there to people because, you know, we have to survive and, you know, feed our families and do what we got to do. And that's a wonderful, beneficial way to benefit the world, the people around you, and, you know, make some great cash-free or tax-free cash. And what does Bob Chapman think about that?
Well, you know, if I told you I agreed with it, I'd be breaking the law. But, you know, you do what you have to do. And if that's what it is, that's fine. Some people, you know, rob gas stations and some people create Ponzi schemes. Of course, in the end, sometimes the public gets hurt, sometimes they don't. But I think it's an individual decision to do things.
There's more honor. But there's honor in that, Bob, you know.
Well,
cannabis doesn't hurt.
You're not robbing people, and you're helping people that are sick, et cetera. I mean,
true, too.
All right, well, listen, Thomas, I hate to do this, but unfortunately, we're almost going to be off the air here if I don't wrap this up. Thank you so much for the call, Bob. It's been another very quick hour. Thanks for being with us again.
Well, my pleasure, and I'll see you in a month or so.
All right, God bless you, and God bless you, folks. We're off next week. For the holidays, we will be back live the following week. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. Bill Pozderek is up next on the network.
Gold.